It's becoming one of my highlights of the year is the King Street Crawl. It's 5th year, right?
Yeah, 5th year this year, mate.
And it's one of these things that I just look forward to so much because me, loving live music, when you've got a day of it where you can just non-stop see as many bands as you want, how good is that?
Oh, mate, it's brilliant. Look, the whole thing about the King Street Crawl is that it's for music lovers and like yourself and us who are really passionate about it and love every opportunity to see it. But it's a great day also for those people who don't really get to go into as many venues, say, as us, those small venues. And, we've really always tried to make it free. It's free again this year, which is amazing. And, the inspiration, I guess, is that, we want all these pubs to be nice and full and people watching music. So ideally, you're forced to kind of discover fresh sounds and fresh artists that you may not have seen before because, hey, you can't get into one pub, so why don't you try the one next door and see something fresh? So it's just an amazing day for everyone to discover something new, I really hope,
Yeah, oh, definitely. And like you say, that's the thing that blows me away is it is completely free. You can go to how many venues? Like 40 venues or something.
I think there'll be at least that this year, ranging from the big pubs and small bars to some retail stores. We're doing some great stuff with the Fringe Festival, with Fringe Ignite this year. And, they're really passionate about, they're just an amazing organisation. And, we've partnered with them this year in a forum as well where we're helping them activate some like retail stores with different performance as well, which is great, because it actually allows under 18s to go and check out music as well. So it's a really exciting year, actually, and we're pretty wrapped that this being the 5th year is the biggest yet. So, really happy.
It just seems to be getting bigger and bigger, and I really love that all these little venues that you wouldn't maybe expect to be doing live music are doing live music, like even that little 1989 bar, which, down has, video games and stuff. They've got live music going on, which is awesome. And all the way down Enmore Road as well, and then down a Hive Bar down in Erskineville as well.
It's great. What's been really positive? I mean, one of the things we thought about from the very start was, people take a bit of ownership of themselves. We've kind of created a platform, but what we're kind of seeing now, which is great, is those smaller places really wanting to get involved, but also taking a bit of ownership of the day themselves and curating stuff which works for them. And as I said, by having some retail stores in this year, it's what it's all about. It's the whole thing about the King Street Crawl is that it's definitely music driven, but it's the goal is to make sure that all elements of that community in that street can somehow benefit or somehow be involved and enjoy the whole day, So it's great to see.
And that's the greatest thing. It's all about community. It's about getting people together, having a good time, nice and safe, have a bit of fun, see some great music.
Yeah.
I believe this sort of is inspired by South by Southwest, that festival over in Austin. Was that the same sort of vibe there where every store has got music and you can just sort of wander around and check out what you can see?
Anyone who's been to South by Southwest, it's a pretty amazing event. And it's so mammoth now that it's incredible. But I went there, I think the first time I went there, it was 2007. I'm having a bit of a guess at that. But I was actually there by myself, and I didn't go in regards to a work trip. I just went because I wanted to go, and so I bought the cheap wristband and just wandered around for 3 days, checked out music. And one of the things I took away from there was one: it's such an amazing event, but I was forced to discover fresh music because I couldn't get into a lot of these venues, which I probably had the conference passes. And that year, I think Franz Ferdinand, all these type of bands were breaking, and they were playing there that year. And so I kind of couldn't get into all those places where they were playing. So I was forced to walk, say, next door. And in that trip, I discovered, still one of my favorite bands, the Bronx, were playing this tiny little bar, just bashing it out, And I remember just standing and going, this is awesome. And it was awesome because, one, there was this music being played everywhere. But as I said, I just thought the aspect of that I was forced to go and see something that I hadn't planned on seeing because the bars were so full and I couldn't get in, and I ended up discovering a band who I still listen to and I have every opportunity they come to Australia, I go and see, So that's kind of one of the things we're really happy with, how the events come. Like a lot of big pubs, they'll fill up, and if you can't get in there, there's a bar down the road with more music. But then the good thing is they fill up and then they empty out because something else is happening somewhere else. It's a real good opportunity to discover stuff.
Oh, and it's such a great buzz on the streets as well. Everyone just wandering from venue to venue and just musicians all over the place and fans all over the place. It's such a cool thing.
It is. Really great vibe. And, as I said, fingers crossed, 5 years this year. And we haven't had any kind of, you know, we've got a great relationship with the local police and council. Yeah. We've never had any incidents at all, you know, which is fantastic. And I do believe that is because of the nature of it. You know, people aren't traditionally stuck in one bar all day. So they do tend to wander, and there's a bit of a walk between bars, particularly down the South King part of the street. So, you know, it's whilst people kind of get a bit merry, there's no doubt. You know, it maintains a really good vibe throughout the day because, you know, a lot of people are there for the same reason. That's just to enjoy that community live music angle.
Definitely. Just quickly, you've seen the ups and downs of live music in Sydney over decades. Where do you think it's sitting right now compared to what you've seen?
Look, I think it's really positive. When you say decades, that actually is a bit scary because it is kind of coming up to two decades since we started in Sydney's live music scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was 2001. And at that stage, when we had the pub back then, the Annandale, and we put music back on. It was really only the Hopetown, I think, that was left at that stage, and maybe the Excelsior, if I remember correctly. But so we're at that, it was absolutely, you know, it was drought-ridden in that regard. Yeah. So, it has been getting more and more positive. I understand lockout laws have affected Sydney in a massive way. But I do see that there's a change in how people are approaching music. There's more and more venues popping up. You know, we're big advocates for pushing live music within the inner west. And the reason for that is because we feel it can be sustained. And the more people doing live music, the better, because, you know, it will become that draw card that you can go to these different regions of Sydney, whether it's the beaches or all the inner west.
Yeah.
And, you know, something's on. It's a long way to go, and there's always, you know, there's always things that can be done better. But, it's definitely in a better state than it was, and I can only see it going upward, hopefully.
I think so too, and I think you and Music and Booze have been a big part of the inner west music scene just exploding over the last 10 years, so congrats on that.
Thank you.
And, good luck with the King Street Crawl on Sunday. I'll be wandering around. I'm sure I'll bump into you somewhere along the way.
No doubt. I'll have a beer for sure, mate.
Sounds good, man. Good luck.